事。
I read a story.
说这个乾隆王下江南，在那边啊、这个在那边 sightseeing 啊，好像今天的我们去很多的旅行啊。
One of the king of the Qing dynasty, he went down to the south of the Great River into China to sightseeing.
有一天，他来到这个金山寺的这个地方。
One time he went to a temple of the Gold Mountain.
那么面对这个前面的长江哈、啊，他看见许多的船啊，这个船影重叠，游人如织啊。
And he saw the great Yangtze River before him, dotted with many little boats.
啊，他看见这个景色很美，心中很感慨的说：“哇，这里实在美。”然后指着对着那个这个金山寺的主持佛海和尚说：“你看。”江上那些船多少，千千万万。
Then he saw the beautiful sights, and he talked to the Buddhist monk who was in the Golden Mountain Temple. He said, "Look at all these beautiful boats."
这个金山寺的主持说。
And this Buddhist monk said.
他说哪里有很多船，只有两艘嘛。
Then where are many boats? Only two.
他说你看清楚，那么多，你怎么说两艘？
Look, there's so many boats. How come you say just only two?
他说只有两艘。
Only two.
一艘就是名，一艘就是利。
Then it's one. One is a fame. One is a prestige.
我们看见人生，许多人在人生的过道上面很匆忙的在那边赶路。
We can see so many people walk hurriedly in their life.
其实你问一下，你为什么在那边忙忙碌碌呢？
Then you ask them why you work so hard, you hurry from here to there.
如果那个人很诚实的对自己说的话，可能不是为民就是为利。
If you, the man is very honest, he probably would say to himself, it's either for wealth or for fame.
今天早上我们要一起来看这个钱财，还有这个圣经里面谈到奉献的这个真理。
This morning we want to share you with you the truth of wealth and how the Bible teaches us the principle of a faithful steward.
钱是很有价值的东西。
Money is a very valuable thing.
但是也可以是一个捆绑人的东西。
But it also can be can used to bond people.
等于火是一个很好的一个工具。
Just like fire is a very good tool.
但是也可以烧死人。
But it also can burn someone to death.
为什么世人忙忙碌碌的在那边抓住这些钱财呢？
Why the people in the world hurriedly here and there to grasp money?
我想因为钱财能够满足我们许多的需要。
I think money can satisfy many of our needs.
我想基本的需要那个比较容易满足。
I think if the basic needs are easier to satisfy.
大概许多人用那个钱财是来满足一些心灵的空虚的需要。
But many people use money to satisfy their void in their heart, in the depth of their heart.
许多人在那边要抓很多的东西。
Many people want to grab something with money.
因为他觉得自己没有价值。
Because they feel that they have no sense of value in themselves.
然后世界上面的哲学告诉他们说，如果你拥有越多的东西的话，你的价值就越大。
And the philosophy of the world usually goes, the more money you own, the more valuable you are.
所以许多人对自己没有把握，对自我的观念很脆弱的人，可能他需要用这些不断爬、不断累积的这些东西，来把自己的自我的价值给他堆高。
Many people, if you don't have a correct sense of self-esteem or a value of a self, then maybe the money, the sense of acquiring of wealth, would elevate a man's ego.
所以今天早上第一点我要跟大家一起来思考。
So the first point I want to share with you this morning,
就是究竟我们这个人还有我们所拥有的这一切。
That as a person and all the things we acquired, we own,
究竟我们应该有一个什么正确的态度？
What kind of a correct attitude we should have?
我们一起来看一处的圣经。
Let's read a Bible verse.
罗马书
Romans
第十一章
11
罗马书第十一章第三十六节
Romans 11:36
新约圣经222面 罗马书第十一章第三十六节，这里说到，因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，阿们。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
这个他谈到我们所信的这位神。
In here, describe him as the God we believe in.
是因着他的创造，我们的生命还有这地上的一切宇宙间的所有的这些万物的存留，是因为他存在的。
Because of his creation, we exist in this world.
然后今天我们能够继续有生命气息，你能够坐在这里。
And today we have the very our own breath that we can sit here to worship him.
还有今天你还有这个能够开到这里来的车子，你还有你等一下回去的房子，还有那许多你累积的东西，这些东西圣经说也是因为他的支持继续让你拥有。
And we have a car to come here, we have to go home and have a lovely house, have all the possessions we have because of His grace and His blessings.
然后第三个他又说，这一切存留的目的都是为了他，最后也要归给他。
And the whole thing exists is because of Him and all will give glory to Him in the end.
那这是一个非常重要的看见。
This is a very important concept.
许多基督徒他没有办法交出来。
Many Christians cannot let go of their money or the.
当他一听见奉献这两个字的时候
，When they hear the word offering，
他想到可能第一步就想到钱。
Maybe the first thing they related to is money itself。
他本能的反应就手就抓紧了。
And so the very natural
不要人教的
very natural instinct or reaction is they would hold tight with their fist。
他要就是抓住自己的那一些。
They want to grab or hold.Tied to whatever
或者就抓前面的东西
or to grab whatever in front of them.
但是这里让我们看见
But here we see
这个所有权不在于你跟我
the authority or the right to own everything is not really yours or mine.
因为万物都是神所造的
Because everything God created
他是宇宙一切万物所有的主宰
And he is the sovereign God of everything the universe.
然后今天我们存留在地上，我们能够享受这一切。
And today we live and we enjoy everything.
也是他的恩典。
It's because of his grace.
然后我们拥有这一些东西，包括我们的生命，目的也是要归回给他。
And the reason and the purpose that we have everything, the ultimate purpose is to give glory to him.
然后按照他的心意这样子来活，来享受，来使用。
So we can live purposefully after God's own heart.
有一个例子，我相信以前在这里讲过。
I used the illustration. I think I said it before.
今天我觉得，因为这个题目很重要，所以我要再讲一次。
And once again, I will share with you.
就是在四福音里面，耶稣基督讲了一个比喻，就是一个商人去寻找宝珠的这个故事。
Talk about a merchant in the gospel.Want to look for a treasure.
他说天国就像一个商人他寻找无价的珍珠有一天被他找到了他变卖一切所有的为了要得到这个宝珠。
He used the illustration a merchant was looking for a very precious pearl and one day he found it he would sell everything he has in order to obtain that pearl.
那么在长大成熟这本书的他的作者啊一位这个阿根廷的牧师他对于这一段圣经的解释跟一般人的看法有一点不一样。
And this Argentina author, I think is Juan Ortiz. He wrote a book and for to grow and to mature in Christianity. And he has a different point of view.
一般人就说这个商人就是耶稣基督，然后他珍惜我们每一个人的价值，他愿意把他的生命为我们倾倒，来把我们买赎回去。
And he said this merchant.Was Jesus
Christ. 不是他说一般的人这样子说、
the average people the majority of people probably would say that this merchant is Jesus Christ he would sell everything in order to shed the blood and purchase our souls
但是这位牧师他说这个人其实就是我们每一个基督徒坐在这里的人
and actually this pastor said this merchant should be every one of us who sit here
而这个无价之珠呢就是主耶稣基督
and this precious pearl isJesus Christ.
我们在人生的道路上面寻找一个永恒价值的东西。
And And in our life, we try to look for something with eternal value.
有一天我们碰到耶稣基督这一颗宝珠。
And one day we meet Jesus Christ.
哎呀，我们心里面好想得到主。
And we want to get Jesus Christ.
所以我们就问神说，怎么样我能够得到这颗珠子
？So we ask God, how can we get this pearl?
是不是我有资格能够买这颗珠子？
Do I have a qualification to purchase this pearl?
那个主人说：“当然，所有的人，任何一个人都可以买。
Anyone can.
那你说究竟要多少钱呢
？How much would it be?
他说：“就是把你一切所有的来换这颗珠子。
Give all you have to obtain this pearl.
那你自己在那边算盘，在心中打一下，觉得哎，我一切所有的，摸摸口袋，大概有$80，花得来，我就所有就是这一些。”所以你说好，我要这颗珠子。
So if you use your own abacus and count it in your heart and say, well, I have about $80. All right, I'll give you $80.
所以你就跟这个主人签了一个合约，说我愿意把我所有的来换取这个珠子。
So you sign a contract. I'll give you all I have in order to get this pearl.
所以这个珠的主人就说你，珠子的主人就说你把所有的给我。
So this is the owner of this pearl that give me all you have.
你就从口袋里面把那$70-$80交给他。
So you give him $80.
然后就伸手说，请你把珠子给我。
And you open your hands and give me the pearl.
那个主人说，且慢。
And the owner said, wait, just a minute.
你真的所有就这几十块美金吗
？Is that all you have? $80?
你说，呆了一下，哦，不止。
Say, oh, not really.
我银行户口还有$2000。
I have $2,000 in my bank account.
Okay.你既然签了名，你要这颗珠子，你说要把所有的来换，请你把银行的存折也交给我。
Well, you signed the contract for everything you have, so give me your bank account.
哎呀，你在那边犹豫了一阵子，2870块，2070块，这颗珠子可能是还是值的。你说好，我还是摆上来换吧。
So, after a while, you use your own calculator in your heart, say, well, about $2,080. Then you
say, all right, I'll do it.
Then you want to get the pearl.
那个主人把你的手按一下。
And the owner, hold your hand.
先不要动。
Don't touch
it. 你真的就只有那么多吗？
Is that all you have?
你说我银行的户口也给你了，我回去称八字那个钱都没有了。
I give you everything, my bank account. I don't even have money to go back with bought.
那个主人说，你住在哪里？
So the master said, where do you live?
说我住在 Fremont, 哪一条路我自己的房子。
I live in Fremont, on a certain street, I have a house.
好，那个房子也是我的。
All right, that house is mine too.
哇，你有一点冒火了。
You're a little bit upset.
你说难道你要我今天晚上睡在 garage 里面吗？
You mean I have to sleep in a garage?
哦，他说你还有 garage, 那也是我的。
Oh, you have a garage, that's mine too.
然后你越来越生气了，接着就说，那么你难道连房子也给我抄去的话，要我今天晚上睡在我的车子上吗
？You mean you have you want my garage and you mean you I'm going to sleep in a car？
哦，你还有车子，有几部啊
？Oh, you have a car. How many cars you have？
哦，两部，一部是60年的，一部是82年的。
I have two cars. One is 1960, another one's 1980.
Okay, 那部 Toyota 是我的，那部 Dodge 也是我的。
Oh, that Toyota is mine. That Dodge is mine also.
哇，你真的在那边越说想不干了、啊，但是看见那颗宝珠实在是价值连城，你要那颗珠子。
Maybe you're trying to give up, but then you look at the pearl, it's so precious, and you still want it.
后来你想一下 ，OK， 这些都给你了，我要那颗珠子。
You say, "All right, I'll give you everything. I want this pearl."
但是那个主人说，慢一点。
And the master said, "Wait just a minute."
你真的所有都交出来了吗
？Is that all you have?
你说是啊。我的 wallet 里面的钱给你，我银行存折给你，我的房子，我的车子，什么都给了你，我真的没有什么。
Well, I'll give you everything. My car, my bank account, my cash, my house, my garage, my everything.
你是一个人在 Fremont 吗？
Are you alone in Fremont?
哦，没有，我有一个太太。
I have a wife.
哦，有一个太太，这个太太也是我的。
Oh, you have a wife? The wife is mine also.
有没有孩子啊
？You have any children?
哦，有三个孩子。
Three children.
一男的二女，哈。
One boy, two girls.
也是我的。
They're mine too.
哇，你说真的是倾家荡产的来要得到这个宝珠。
That means that you have to really give everything in order to obtain the pearl.
然后你说我可以走了吧，珠子给我。
Then he said, "Well, all right, everything's yours. Can I get my pearl and let me go?"
他说你不要走，你站在这里的这个人也是我。
Don't go.You yourself who stands here. You are mine too.
你不是签了名字说愿意变卖一切所有的来换吗？
Didn't you sign the contract? You say you want to sell everything. Everything you have is mine.
然后那个猪的主人写了，把他的名字签好以后，把这一张东西再交回给你。
And after the owner signed the contract and gave you the other half.
他说这些东西都是我的。
All these are mine.
为了你要换取那颗珠子。
In order that you obtain the
pearl. 但是我现在把这些东西都交给你，托给你去用，去享受。
But I give you all this for you to enjoy now.
但是你要认清楚，主权在我，不在你。
But you know that you don't have the authority of all these things. I have it.
没有一样东西是你的。
None of them you have the ownership.
你的眼镜。
Your eye.
你的领带。
Your eyeglasses.
你穿的衣服。
Your tie, your clothes.
你穿的皮鞋。
Your shoes.
你口袋里面的钱。
The money in your pocket.
你等一下开回去的车子。
Your car.
你回去享受的冷气的房间。
And your air-conditioned room.
还有你银行里面的户口。
And your money in the bank.
你的 stereo.
Your stereo system.
还有那一切许许多多最新的这些享受都是神的。
And all these latest enjoyments.
但是神说我交给你去享受。
They're all God's, and God says, I let you to enjoy them.
但是你要照我的意思来使用。
But you must use it according to my will.
我觉得这是非常重要。当我们谈到奉献的真理的时候。
When we talk about the truth of offering, it's very important.
我们必须首先有这个认识。
First, we have to realize.
我们一切所有都是神的。
Everything we have, it really belongs to God.
然后我们现在来看。
Now let us see.
我们怎么样来向着神来奉献我们自己还有我们所有。
And let's see how we should offer ourselves and what we have to God.
我们先看一处的圣经。
First, let's read
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians 8.
哥林多后书第八、第九章是两章非常重要谈到这个奉献的真理 的两章圣经。
2 Corinthians 8 and 9 chapter are two chapters very important in the truth of offering.
我们先看第八章第一节到第五节。
First, let's read the 8th chapter from 1st to the 5th verse.
请诸位听我念就好了。哥林多后书第八章第一节。弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的喜乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。第五节，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又恢复了我们。第九、第十节，请大家也再看一下。
And tenth verse.
第九、第十。
Ninth and tenth verse.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。然后我们再看第九章
and a ninth chapter
六七八九节
six, seven, eight, nine
第六节那边说少种的少收多种的多收这话是真的个人要随本心所酌定的不要作难不要勉强因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们使你们凡事常常充足能多行各样善事如经上所记他施舍钱财周济贫穷他的仁义存到永远所以这几处的圣经让我们第一点看见
From these scriptures first we see
当神提到奉献的时候
When God talk about offering
第一点他要求我们的是什么呢
The first requirement he wanted was
就是第五节那里所说的
The fifth verse says
他照神的旨意先把自己献给神
and they gave themselves first to the Lord then to us in keeping with God's will
罗马书第十二章第一节那边也提到说
and Romans 12:1 said
他说弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭 是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship.
我想在我们愿意把神赐给我们的钱财拿出来之前，神要求我们先把我们的心，我们的整个人奉献给神。
Before we give God our money, first we have to give our very self to God.
为什么是那么重要呢？
Why it is so important?
因为如果我们的心没有献给主，我们只是拿一些钱财出来来安慰抚摸我们的良心，事实上面我们还没有摸到神的心意。
If we only give God money in order to ease our own conscience, we have not really touched God's heart.
换句话说，我们还不明白罗马书第十一章三十六节那里所描写的那位神。
In other words, we still do not understand the God which was described in Romans 11:36.
所以我们将我们的心我们的身体献给主以后，其他的那些都好办。
So if we give our heart ourselves to God, everything else will be easier.
神的教会神的家中为什么有缺乏呢？
Why God's church, God's home have a lack? Have
我觉得不是钱财奉献不够。
I don't think it's that we don't have enough contribution in money.
是许多坐在这里的基督徒没有真正的把生命主权献给主。
It is many Christians here, sit here, did not give themselves to the Lord.
因为他还认为我这个人是我自己来定规来决定我人生的道路。
And many of the Christians feel that they run their own lives.
他会认为我所拥有的一切都是我的。
And whatever they own belongs to them.
所以要拿钱的时候呢，就觉得很心疼。
So when they contribute to God's church, they feel hurt.
但是当我们认清楚说我这个人包括我所有的一切都是神的时候，那个钱的捐书奉献是很小的问题。
So if we realize that our very self belongs to God, the money is a small matter.
另外一个理由，为什么我们必须先把自己奉献给神？
Another reason why we should give ourselves to God first.
因为我们要效法基督。
Because we should be like Christ.
而耶稣基督他自己就是一个完完全全把自己交在神手中的人。
And Jesus Christ gave himself totally to God.
哥林多后书第八章第九第十节那边我们就看见了。
And Second Corinthians 8th chapter.
第九节，第八章第九节。
8th chapter 9th verse says.
这里说我们的主耶稣基督，他本来是富足的，他是神的儿子，他就是神。
It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus that though he was rich, he was the Son of God.
但是他愿意顺服，把自己交出来，放在神的手中。
But he was willing to give himself to God.
成为一个贫穷的人。
To become poor.
然后因着他愿意成为贫穷，就叫你跟我成为富足的人。
So that we through his poverty might become rich.
换句话说，他从一个丰富荣耀的地位，他愿意降卑在什么呢？在一个连枕头的地方也没有的这个人世间。
He was from glory in this splendor heaven. He came and became a man, and he didn't even have a place to lay down his head.
不单是没有枕头的地方，死了以后连埋葬的地方也没有。
Not only he didn't have a place to lay down his head, when he died, he didn't even have a place to bury him.
他这种奉献是舍弃了自己的奉献。
This is a total offering.
他说我不求我自己的意思，是求神的意思。
He said, not my will, but thy will be done.
他这种奉献也是顺服的。
And this is kind of obedient.
腓立比书第二章我们来看一下。
Let's read Philippians second chapter.
腓立比书第二章我们从第六节开始看。
Sixth verse.
究竟主耶稣基督他的奉献的态度是怎么样？
What kind of attitude that Jesus had in offering?
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians 2:6.
他这个他就是我们的主耶稣基督，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这里很清楚让我们看见耶稣基督有一个舍弃自己而且顺服到底的这种奉献的态度。
Here we can see very clearly that Jesus had a total sacrifice for us, and he was obedient to God's will.
他本来所有万有都是他的。
Originally, he had everything.
然后他愿意说，我连我这个人也不 不是我自己的。
Then he was willing to give himself for us.
他说，父王你要怎么样行就怎么行。
Father, let thy will be done.
不要照我的意思乃是照你的旨意。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
我想我们必须要有这个态度。
I think we must have this kind of attitude.
我们来到神面前，我们愿意把自己奉献给主。
We come to God, we are willing to give ourselves to God.
然后我们才能够谈到金钱、时间、恩赐、其他的奉献。
Then we can talk about money, time, and other things.
现在我们来看一下一个正确的奉献态度是。
Let us see the correct attitude towards offering.
我知道有许多人奉献呢。
I know many people give money to the church.
特别是在那些把这个奉献的袋或者那个盘传的这种教会里面奉献的话。
Especially when they pass the offering bag around in these churches.
有很多人根本没有想奉献。
Many people don't even want to give.
只不过看见每个人都伸进口袋里面，那么盆就快要这个传到面前了，不好意思，那么摸半天，那么摸一个 quarter 也丢进去。
But the offering plate was passing close to him, so he'll drop a quarter in the bag. Is that he will not shame himself?
为了要让讨别人的喜欢。
Maybe to please the people around him.
所以他做了一个不甘心情愿的奉献。
So he just gave the money.
有一个故事说，三个犹太人去礼拜堂做礼拜。
And there was a story: three Jews worshipped, went to a synagogue.
那么他们那个礼拜呢？他们以前去的那个礼拜堂是像我们教会一样，后面有个奉献箱，自己进来就丢进去。
And the synagogue they went to before, they had an offering box in the back, and they would drop the money.
可能他们一辈子没有丢过钱进去，因为但是没有人知道的。
But the whole life they didn't throw any money in there, give any money. But anyway, nobody knew.
但是那天呢，进去以后，他说：“哎呀，糟糕，原来奉献是这样子派的。”
But that day they were passing the offering plate.
所以三个人脸色越来越青了，看见那个盆子，这个袋子越来越近了。
And the three of them, their face grew pale, and because the offering plate was passing close.
所以快要到他们面前的时候呢
？Just before the plate passing before them.
突然间会众听见，哎呀一声。
Then all the congregation heard, 啊！
原来中间那个犹太人突然间昏倒。
Because the Jewish person sit in the middle, he fainted.
啊，旁边的两个朋友赶快急救把他带出去。
And so the other two friends grabbed him and they took him out.
虽然是很好笑的一个故事哈。
Even though it's a very funny.
但是的确让我们看见，我们对奉献的态度许多时候是无可奈何，那么可以逃避就逃避。
But it seemed to be funny, but actually our attitude towards offering sometimes is like this.
乃是因为我们没有认清楚奉献的对象是谁。
Because we do not know who we should offer to.
我们没有认识清楚我这个人还有我所拥有的一切究竟所有权在谁的手中。
And we do not know the real ownership of everything we have.
奉献正确的态度是什么呢？
What is the correct attitude towards
奉献是一种恩典。
Offering is a grace,
而不是律法。
It's not a law.
好像许多人奉献是因为圣经说要十分之一，所以很勉强、很不甘心的，不得不做这样的丢进去。
And not like many Christians, because the Bible said we should give one tenth of what we have to God. Because the book says so, I give, but not willingly.
奉献是一个特权。
And also to give is a privilege.
没有信主的人，神并不要你做任何金钱的奉献。
If you are not a Christian, then God does not want you to give
any money to monetary offering.
Because you do not know the true meaning of offering.
奉献是一种喜乐。
Also, to give is a joy.
不是一种约束。
It's not a bondage.
如果你觉得你每一次在那边做奉献，觉得很不甘心情愿被捆绑，后面有一支枪，有一个棍子这样子来逼着你去奉献，我劝你不要把钱丢进去。
If every time you give money to God, not willingly feel like somebody is forcing you with a rifle shot in the back, then I suggest you not to give it.
那接下去有人就说了。
Then people would say, Father,
那究竟要奉献多少呢？
So people say, how much should we give?
我们很多处的地方看见有十分之一的这个记载。
And many places recorded in the Bible, we should give one tenth of whatever we have.
但是事实上面，就算在旧约的圣经里面。
But in reality, in the Old Testament time,
有人做了一个很简
单。Leviticus, they calculated.
旧约里面律法规定要做的奉献究竟有多少呢？
Do you know how much they should give in the Old Testament?
第一个
，first，
所有以色列人他们收入的十分之一要供给利未人的需用，那是十分之一。
First，
one-tenth of whatever they receive, they got to give to the Levites. These were the priests.
然后另外一个呢，接下去呢，另外十分之一呢是要拨出来用来做救济穷人之用。
Then another tenth will give to the poor.
还有另外十分之一呢，是做他们这个敬拜啊、过节期的用途用的，要钱拨出。
Another one-tenth.Going towards the feast and other worship services.
其他的圣经也记载说，初熟的果子要献给神。
对，
最新结出来最美最甜那个果子呢，都是献给神。
Also, the Bible records that the first fruits should be given to God. So the first fruits, the best fruits.
还有呢，在禾田这个收割的时候呢，要把禾捆给它摇一下，剩下来那一些呢，也是要留下来给那些贫穷的人。
So if you're in the field, you should shake the sheaves and all the grains fall on the ground, you should give it to the poor.
树上自己掉下来的果子也是要奉献出来，留给那些寄居的外人的贫穷的人，孤儿寡妇。
Also the fruit drop on the tree, naturally, then you should leave it on the ground, let the poor pick it up.
还有每年如果你增加收入的那些牲畜或者酒，十分之一这个额外收割或者这个收成的也要献给神。
And also every year, if you have extra income from your animals, from your wine, one tenth of that you should give it to God.
每三年到耶路撒冷去敬拜所花的费用，还有要献的牲畜这些，也是要额外拿出来。
And every 3 years, you go to Jerusalem to worship the offering sacrifices of animals that come from.
我们这样子一看呢，那最少是十分之三。
And the minimum is 30%.
哇，有的人皱眉头了。
And I can see some of them are a little puzzled.
我能够了解你为什么皱眉头。
I know why you look a little puzzled.
但是那些还微笑的基督徒呢？
But all these Christians, they're still smiling.
他会想到那十分之十本来没有一片一分一文是我的。
Actually, all of it, none of this belong to us. All of this belong to God.
所以我们就算坚持说，像马拉基书第三章那边说拿十分之一的话呢？
If we have to be firmly, say, like the book of Malachi, that we must give one tenth, it's called the tithe to the church.
那也只不过是旧约律法时代的神的一个要求。
Actually, it's a requirement. Tithe is a requirement from the Old Testament.
新约里面没有谈到说要我们特别拿十分之一。
In the New Testament, it didn't say about tithe.
哥林多后书第九章那边，刚才六七节那边。神透过保罗给我们一个原则，就是你按着你自己的力量，你多种的就多收，少种的少收，而且态度上面是捐的乐意，不要勉强。
But in the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9 chapter 6 verse 8, Whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, Whosoever sows generously will reap generously. Also each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give. And also God will bless a cheerful giver.
所以因此呢，我们对于这个金钱的奉献，我觉得
，So I feel that the attitude we have towards the monetary giver，
我们既然在新约恩典的时代，我们蒙恩更多的话，我们应该知道怎么样在奉献上面做取舍。
So therefore, if we are living in the period of grace like we live now, in the time of grace, that we really should give according to what God gives us and give cheerfully.
有一个故事谈到有一个爸爸
，and a story talk about a father，
有两个孩子
，two children。
有一天他在外面出远门回来了，带了两盒巧克力
，and he brought home back two boxes of chocolate。
他把其中一盒交给其中的一个孩子
，and he gave one box to a child。
啊，那个孩子好开心，谢谢爸爸，然后拿着那盒糖就跑进去。
And he was so happy, he took the box and went to his room。
然后。过了十几二十分钟出来的时候，满脸满手满嘴都是那些巧克力。
And after 15 or so minutes, everywhere was chocolate, full of his face.
脸上充满笑容，心里面也甜，嘴巴也甜。
And he was sweet in his heart and his mouth.
另外那一盒巧克力给另外那个孩子的时候
，Then he gave another box of chocolate to the second.
那个孩子把盒打开了。
And that child opened the box.
他选了一颗最大的。
And he picked the biggest one.
塞在爸爸的口中
，and he put this chocolate into father's mouth.
他说：“爸爸，我要你吃。
”Father, I want you to eat this chocolate.
他说：“我送给你的。
”So the father said, "I'll give it to you."
那个孩子说就是啊就是你送给我我要谢谢你我要你先吃第一颗
Yes, I know you gave me this Just because you gave me this I want to thank you I want you to eat
Well, 两个领受巧克力的孩子他们的反应不一样
You see the reaction of the two received the chocolate?
你想一想那个爸爸心中得安慰是在哪一个孩子的身上
Do you think that the father would really be pleased in his heart Which child pleased him more?
我们所谓的十分之一的奉献其实不是神没有然后要偏偏看中我们那一点点的钱。
That's what the Bible talks about the tithe. That's one tenth what we have. It's not because God is poor. He doesn't have it. He must have our money.
所以你奉献的时候，不要以为说我是给神的面子，我才丢这一张支票进去。
Don't you ever think it's because of God's faith that you're dropping a check in the offering box?
如果你这样子来做的话，我讲神不单是不悦纳。
I don't think God would not even accept it.
你自己也做得很没有意思
And it's meaningless to you
神是丰富的主
God is an abundant God
他拥有这一切
He has everything
难道在乎那我们那几百块那几千块钱的奉献
You mean he is really concerned about a few hundred few several thousand dollars
圣经里面告诉我们说那个财主还在那边想啊我怎么样要加盖我的窗房堆积我自己的财富的时候
And the Bible also recorded this wealthy man was thinking day and night how toadd more barn, how to store his goods.
神说今天晚上我就把你的灵魂拿去。
And God said, tonight I want your soul.
你堆嘛你继续堆嘛。
Go ahead, go accumulate.
什么时候我把你那口气拿去了看你所做的一生有什么意义呢
If I take your own very own breath, what do you have left?
所以我想我们来到神面前要思考这个奉献的意义的时候
When we come to God to think about the truth of offering,
我们必须先把自己奉献给主。
We must give ourselves to God first.
确定他是宇宙的主宰，他有这个所有权。
To recognize He is the creator of the universe. He has the sovereignty in everything.
然后看成我们能够来到神面前奉献，是一种恩典，不是一个律法。
And to see that we are able to offer, to give, it's a blessing, it's a grace, it's not a law.
奉献是一种喜乐，不是一种束缚。
And to give is a joy, it's not in bondage.
奉献是一个特权，而不是一个约束。
And to give it is a privilege, it's not reluctantly or compulsion.
使徒行传二十章第三十五节那边说。
And in the book of Acts 20,
大家不需要看，很熟悉的，施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
哇，这个道理。不信主的人想不通的
And many people do not know this
怎么可能我一直给出去还对我有福气呢
How can you think that all the time I give How can I have blessing
有一个故事谈到说有一个农夫他最会奉献的很慷慨的这样子在神的工作上面在神的 家中这样子奉献
Talk about a farmer He would give very willingly in God's house in everything he has
所以教会有一些弟兄姐妹有一天去探访的时候就问他了
So one day, brother and sister went to see this farmer and asked him.
他说我们不明白你为什么那么慷慨的奉献那么多，好像你生活也过得那么喜乐，那么充裕，那么富足呢
？We cannot understand why you give so much yet you live abundantly.
那个农夫其实不是很有钱的。
Actually, this farmer is not very wealthy.
但是他这样做的时候，给人家的感觉觉得他是很富有的一个人。
But when he does this, he gives the others feeling that he wanted to give cheerfully.
所以他的答案是什么
？What was his answer?
他说理由很简单嘛。
Very simple reason.
我不断的把粮产进去神的仓库里面。
Continuously, I shovel the food into God's house.
神也不断的把他的粮食产进去我的仓库里面。
And continuously, God shoveled His blessing into my barn.
然后他说：“你知道吗？神的铲子比我大呢。”
Do you know that God has a bigger shovel than my shovel?
所以我这边拼命铲给神了。
So I just shovel diligently.
神也拼命铲给我。
And God will shovel to my
barn. 但是你有没有注意到神的铲子很大哦
？But do you know God's shovel is much bigger than mine?
计算起来了，不是吃亏，是反而有得到。
If you really want to calculate, it's not to really in need, but it's to be blessed.
我们的铲子，我们的容量实在很少。
Our shovel is limited, very small.
但是这位创造宇宙主宰的神，他的铲子无可度量。
But this creator of the universe, God's shovel is very big.
许多神的仆人、跟随主的人那些有许多的见证，让我们知道，我们只要凭着信心来按着神的心意去付出去，神的供应，好像马太福音所说的什么？ 上尖下流啊，哇，这个倾倒给我们。
It's just like if many God's servants, God's ministers would testify how God supplied their daily needs. If they're faithful in God's work, just like in the book of Gospel recorded, it's so full on the top and it's flowing on the bottom and it's no place to contain all that.
所以我们了解这样的一位神。
So if you understand this God,
我们要学习牺牲的奉献。
So we must learn how to give sacrificially.
第八章哥林多后书第八章第二节那边，这里提到马其顿教会的基督徒不是很有钱而做奉献。
And it says in the 2 Corinthians 8 chapter, it talks about the Christians, the churches in Macedonia. They were not very rich.
第二节说他们是在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
And the second verse it says, out of their most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
那是一种牺牲的奉献。
That was a sacrificial gift.
马可福音12:42，大家不需要看，那里谈到那个寡妇奉献两个小钱的那个寡妇。
And also in Mark 12, talk about a widow. She gave 2 pennies.
神看重的不是我们能够拿出多少。
And God really look is not how much we can give.
是我们有没有尽了我们的力量，然后格外的这样子来奉献。
It's whether we have give willingly and above and beyond our ability to give.
我想那一天经过圣殿门口丢钱进去的人，可能上百上千，许多人丢进去的钱一定多过那个寡妇的两个小铜钱。
I'm sure that many people passed through the temple that day, and maybe hundreds, thousands people dropped money into the box.
主耶稣只提到这位小寡妇。
But Jesus only mentioned about this widow.
因为它是一种牺牲的奉献。
Because that was a sacrifice.
她把养生的都摆上。
Because she gave all of she had.
我们许多时候会有一个错误的观念。
Sometimes we have a wrong concept.
教会有需要了。
Church have a need.
要建堂吗？
We're going to build a church.
哎呀，有负责的弟兄姐妹说，大家要认捐啊，要努力的捐助啊。
So many brothers and sisters involved said we must give more.
你心里面也有感动啊。
Yes, you have a move.
但是你向神祷告的时候
，So you pray to God.
说神啊
，Say God.
我实在是没有多少。
I don't have much.
隔壁坐了一个大医生。
A doctor sit next to me.
他收入多的数。
And he has a lot of money.
左手边有一个 engineer， 有个工程师。
And on the left hand is an engineer.
哇，他有的是。
And he has a lot of money.
再远一点，那个搞地产的。
And then that man is a real estate man.
哇，神啊，你的圣灵加倍的在他身上工作了。
Lord, your Holy Spirit, the double portion on these people, they would give more.
我想神有他自己的计划。
I'm sure God has all his own plan.
神问的是你有没有尽了你的力量来做。
God is asking each one of us.
你相不相信神是丰富的主？好像马拉基所说，你试一下把十分之一当纳的全然送进仓库里面。
It's just like in Malachi 3:10 says, you test me and you give me what you you know you're supposed to give.
使我家有粮。
And so my house will have plenty.
以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无地可容。
And So therefore, in the 10th verse, it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this. Says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it.
我要给弟兄姐妹这个挑战，来试试这位神。
I want to give you such a challenge.
你来试一下。
To test this God, see if that He will give you blessing in the house. Have no place to contain it.
要学习在极穷之间那种喜乐、甘心、牺牲、乐意的奉献。
So you must learn like the Macedonian Christians.In their extreme poverty, they still give willingly.
在韩国发生一件事情。
In Korea, one thing happened.
我们知道韩国的人，他们的生活环境并不如我们在美国那样富足。
You know, in Korea, they live in poverty.
但是那里的教会很兴旺。
But their church is full of people.
许多的教会几千人这样子的大教会。
And many churches are full of people. Even one has 200,000 people.
弟兄姐妹这样子乐意的捐书。
And a brother and sisters give willingly.
有一天有一个美国的游客到韩国去 sightseeing 哈。
And one time a tourist, American tourist went to Korea.
哎，他经过一个田的时候，看见奇怪，为什么那里两个人，一个就在前面拉那个犁，后面那个在推那个扶手。
And he saw this one man was pulling the plow, and the other man was pushing the plow.
这个美国是基督徒。
And this American is a Christian.
那么这个导游呢，也是基督徒。
And this tourist guy was also a Christian.
碰巧呢，他也认识这两个在田里面工作的这一对父子。
And also this guy that knew about this father and the son who worked as a team on in the field.
当这个外国的基督徒说：“哎呀，奇怪，他们为什么不用牛或者机器来耕田，要用人在那边拖呢？”
So this American tourist said, "Why don't they use a cow or some animal to pull the plow instead of use a man?"
这个导游说：“刚巧我认识这一对父子。”
So the tourist guy said, "I know this father and son."
他说他们的教会正在建堂。
And their church is building a new building.
但他们很穷。
Because they're very poor.
没有办法有多余的钱奉献给。
They cannot give it to the church.
所以他们就祷告了以后呢，决定把唯有的那一条牛呢。给他卖掉，把这一笔钱献给主。
After earnest prayer and searching before the Lord, they decided to sell their only cow.
然后就父子两个人在春耕的时候就用人力在那边耕他们的。
So they would contribute the money to the building fund, and the father and son would plow the field without the animal.
这个美国去的这个基督徒肃然起敬。
And this tourist from America had real respect.
然后他说了一句话。
Then he said.
他说：“这是好大的牺牲啊
！”He said, "What a sacrifice! What a big sacrifice!"
但没有想到那个导游怎么说呢
？And he didn't think this tourist guy.
哦，我很认识他们，他们并不认为是牺牲啊。
So the tourist guy said, "They don't think it was a sacrifice."
反而是很感谢神，因为他们还有一条牛可以卖掉奉献给主。
And they thought they were very rich because they had one cow to sell in order to give to God.
哇，这些精神是我们今天身在恩中，在物质丰富的这一些。弟兄姐妹身上应该我们自己在神面前学习的。
And this kind of spirit, today we live in North America, in most abundant country of the world, we really should challenge ourselves.
我们最后我要念一本书上面所写的几句话做我们的结束。
I'm going to read several sentences from a book I read.
这本书叫做《钱财代管》。
And this book is talk about... Faithful stewardship in money.
这本书的作者这样说。
And the book also said,
我们对金钱和财务的态度最能够考验我们对神跟对人的爱心。
And how we look at money and how we take care of our wealth, the attitude is the basic test we have towards our attitude towards God and other people in love.
没有神的人，他看重我们拥有多少。
Without God, people to see how much we have possessed.
但是神却要知道我们怎么样用这些财物。
But God wants to know how we are going to use what we have.
世人看重接受。
And the ordinary worldly people to, they put emphasis to see acceptance or to receive.
但是耶稣基督看重我们怎么样施予。
But Jesus Christ to see how we give.
世人看重我们付出的是什么。
The worldly people to see what do we pay out.
基督看重我们怎么样付出去。
But Jesus Christ to see how we give out.
世人以数量来衡量。
And the worldly people look at according to how much of number to see how wealthy you are.
但是神以我们内心的动机作为准则。
But God look at our motivation and our heart to see a standard.
人要知道我们付出去多少。
And people want to know how much we give.
圣经问我们，我们为自己存留了多少
？But the Bible asks us, how much do we keep for ourselves?
对于没有信主的人，钱是一种可以满足他们需要的东西。
To the unbelievers, money is something that they can satisfy their needs.
对于基督徒，这是神的恩典跟恩惠。
To a Christian, money is God's blessing and God's grace.
世人把钱看成他们可以享乐的一种手段跟工具。
And the worldly people look at the money.As something they can enjoy as a tool for their future.
但是圣徒把它看成是一个分别为圣的挑战跟机会。
But the saints use the money as a sanctification and also as an opportunity for God.
求神帮助我们能够把钱财看得准，看得对。
And may God help us to have a correct attitude towards our money.
以我们所有的来讨他的喜悦。
To please him with what we have.
马太福音六章十九二十节那边，耶稣基督提醒我们说，不要为自己在地上积攒财宝。
In the book of Matthew 6, 19:20 verse says, Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth.
只要把它积攒在天上。
And we should really store in heaven.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上你自己把你的心意向我们表明。主，我们不得不承认，万有都是从你而来，万物都是本于你，啊，靠着你能够存留，最后也要归于你。主，我们的生命气息，我们所拥有的一切，不是我们的运气好，也不是我们的才能比别人高，主，乃是你恩待我们，你看得起我们，把这许多的财物托付给我们去管理。主，巴不得我们真的能够看定永生的价值，能够专专以讨你的喜悦作为人我们人生的目的，按着你的心意来好好的使用，来分配你托付给我们的钱财、我们的时间、我们的精力、我们的恩赐。我们愿意看见你自己在我们众弟兄姐妹的生命里面被高举。我们不是为了讨人的喜欢，也不是为讨自己的喜欢而做任何的事情，我们乃是为了讨你的喜悦来过我们每一天的生活。我们把教会殿堂的需要带到你的面前。主啊，你是丰富的主，我们深信你必要成就大事，你也要使用我们这一群没有用的人。当我们愿意顺服的时候，我们就看见你自己的荣耀在这个教会里面被彰显。谢谢你与我们同在，我们这样子感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿们。
我们谢谢邱弟兄给我们讲这奉献的道理。好，下面请各位翻开圣诗第163首，我们一起来唱 Hymn number
Yeah.
在有几件事情报告。今天午餐以后有姐妹会，请各位姐妹能够留下来，然后请这弟兄帮看孩子。
After lunch, we have the sisters' fellowship, and all sisters should stay, and the brothers should watch the kids for them.
也这个姐妹会，我们今天有一个专，这个特别讲员是黄玉琼姐妹，她将要主讲是如何修剪你的秀发，还当场示范，所以大家可以留下来。
And today, Mrs. Rice is going to show us how to cut our hair, how to make ourselves more beautiful, and she's going to have a live model to demonstrate.I hope it's not me.
我再把比较重要的报告一下，这个礼拜六晚上七点半由北区家庭礼拜在张春荣夫妇家，假如各位要去的话，我这边有地图可以跟各位讲说怎么走。
And this Saturday 7:30 we'll have the Northern District Family Meeting in Dr. and Mrs. Chan's house, and we have map here.
下了主日礼拜以后有主日学老师的月会，请各位主日学老师到成准备出席参加。
And next Sunday after the church, we'll have the Sunday school teachers meeting. The teachers should stay.
也上个月我们青年教会椅子上，我们把教会椅子多算了这个32把，所以目前我们教会椅子实际上只缺了9把，而不是上次我们讲的差不多41把那么多。
We're still missing 9 chairs instead of 40. We counted wrong. So whosoever has the 9 missing chairs, please let us know.
也我们。这个月的执事会我们通过接纳新会友，我们想今天借这个聚会机会来欢迎他们，就第一个家庭是宋祖白跟陈振华阳，可不可以请他
们。 We have a new membership, Mr. and Mrs. Song.
第二个家庭是王叶佩芬、王运君跟王渊红他们家庭，可不可以请他们起立，我们认识他们。
AndMr. Wong.
第三个家是李林陈林姐妹，你们在这里。
And also, Sandy Singh.
我们教会经常就是说在这边 revive， 在这边就是增加我们教会新会员。新会员就是说来教会聚会有相当时间，然后我们彼此有交通，互相同意，就我们会把教会章程给你看。然后你同意的话，我们会就说在执事会通过欢迎大家。基本条件就是一定要是得救重生的基督徒。
Yeah, basic requirement to be a member of the church should be a born again Christian and should read the bylaw and the mutual acceptance of each other with the church and the members.
我们还有几件事情之上没有写的，我一起报。今天这个中信书在我们会摆了一个书流动书摊，所以各位想要买一些属灵书籍的话，这是一个很好的机会。
CCM Book Room, once again, because of their love, they're here, and with many excellent books in the back, and I hope you can purchase them.
Yeah, 中信每一个月的月刊已经到了，这个月已经来这边，所以各位希望要的话可以到前面来拿，这是免费的，一个人可以拿一份回去。
And also they have their Chinese Christian Monthly, and which is free, and if you want one, just take one in the front.
还有我们教会大家看有这些照片，所以今天林兴国弟兄他带着他照相机来，各位假如哪一个家庭人没有照片在上，可以现在照，今天吃完午餐以后照，假如你觉得你照得不够好的话，你可以要求重照。
And we can see the pictures if your picture not on there, and Mr. Helen will take your picture this today after lunch. If you do not like your picture there, you can have another chance.
我们另外有一个午餐奉献表，假如各位心里有感动的话，可以把自己的名字填上去，假如你自己没有办法做，还可以请教会人帮你做，然后一次大概是50块钱。
And this is a lunch offering. Every time it's about $50 if you can make it yourself. And I think we need somebody for next week. And please put your name on it.
Yeah. 还有一